Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey there. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Gosh. Crazy. Everything's crazy. I feel like I got so much going on today.
Yeah. It's a very busy weekend. You got a couple of football games. You got the Broncos, but you got CSU. They have Arkansas here this weekend.
It's crazy.
CU goes to Nebraska this weekend.
Oh, that's a huge game.
That's a
Wait, CU goes to Nebraska?
Yeah. Colorado.
No, I know. That's a huge game.
Yeah.
Like, that's the ultimate game for them.
Yeah.
It used to be. I don't know if it is it still?
Yeah.
What are you doing that for?
I agree with you. I said huge games.
Yeah.
So big games, and then, of course, the Broncos and the Seahawks. Everybody's going to that game. That thing's sold out.
Did Paul hook you up with tickets?
No, nobody's giving tickets to this game.
Your little Paul boy?
You give it about three or four games, especially if they lose. I'm just saying.
Sorry.
Then the tickets start flowing.
That reminds me, after I do this report, I've got to tell you the funniest story that Sean's ever told me about a Bronco game and the Elks. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Sean has a story about a Bronco game?
No, listen. I'm going to tell you. Okay. It involves the Broncos.
I'm going to write it down.
Okay. It involves the Broncos. Sean Swallow. Sean. And the Elks.
I know. Does the Elks lodge?
I know.
It comes to conversation.
It's like a circle of life.
A Bronco game. That is crazy.
This is going to be like one of your favorite stories ever about our little Shawnee boy.
Okay. All right.
I love it. Okay. Anyway, let's get to some tabloid trash. First of all, Burt Reynolds, he's dead, BJ. He has passed away. But man, did that guy live or what?
He had a pretty good life.
He had a great life. I'm sorry, though, that he ended up broke at the end, because they're saying that he was, let me read it, from 1978 through 1982, he was the top grossing star in Hollywood. It was the longest stretch of anyone since Bing Crosby in 1940s. So he had the looks, he had the stardom, and he had the cash.
He had it. He had it all.
But unfortunately, he then filed for bankruptcy in 1996. He said that people talked him into owning nightclubs. They talked him into getting into a stock car racing team. We talked about the money that goes. Yeah. Remember Furniture Row?
Yeah, Furniture Row. They're out of business with the stock car business simply because it's just too expensive. But you know,
because Adele Arakawa didn't sell enough mirrors.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, you got to have the financing for it to stay in that game. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question, though, because I'm trying to add up something here. Was Burt really broke? Because he made all that money. And just because you filed bankruptcy doesn't mean you're broke. It just means you're realigning everything, and the creditors aren't going to get what you owe them, especially if you made some bad investments or whatever. But if you listen to the 911 call, doesn't the dispatcher say, is this the Burt Reynolds estate?
Yes, but anybody can call their house an estate. We all have
it. I have an estate?
Yeah.
Yep. You're kidding.
We all have estates.
I have an estate?
Yes.
What about Sean? He rents.
He has an estate. Doesn't matter. It's still his estate.
Well, it's not his own.
You gotta own it. But like, they even call trailer. Have you ever been at that trailer park place in Malibu?
No.
Okay, so
I can't say I have.
So in Malibu, they have $1 million trailers right on the beach.
Right.
And they're called the Malibu Estates.
But they're trailers.
They're trailers.
But they're the estates.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe he was broke.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I mean, an estate is an estate, you know. Having an estate sale, you just come over. All right. By the way, he was linked to so many chicks, man.
Yeah. What a life.
Just stooping everybody.
Yeah, just all over the place. I don't think he ever put on pants.
I don't. I feel like this is too soon. I feel like people are going to be mad at you again.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say it. I should have saved that till Monday.
Yeah, it's a little
Son
new.
A...
Did you know that he hooked up with Kim Basinger for a while?
Everybody.
So many Everybody. Women. Sally Field, whom he said was the love of his life. And I just love this love because he said that she wasn't that hot on the outside, but God, she was beautiful on the inside.
Kind of like the compliments you and I get.
What do you mean?
One of the texts this morning said, yeah. Hey, anybody looking for something tasteful on a morning show shouldn't be listening to this show.
Wow, that feels mean and hurtful.
I think they meant that as a compliment, though. Like, you know, it's really? Off the rails sometimes. But that's kind of the way her compliment was from him.
Yeah.
Like, I like her because she's not one of those raging beauties like the others.
Right. She's not hot. She's pretty innerly.
Yeah.
Like her insides. Only. Her insides are super hot. Like her kidneys.
Oh, she's got a great heart.
And that liver. Yummy.
You won't find a better liver.
Anyway. We digress. He also dated Farrah Fawcett, Faye Dunaway, Sarah Miles, Chris Everett. I already said Kim Basinger. He was married to Lonnie Anderson, and they had a child together. What?
Just,
why are you laughing?
Nothing.
What just happened?
Nothing. I'm just thinking of Burt running around with all no of pants. His life with no pants on. No matter where he goes.
Okay.
He's just letting it hang,
what's wrong
man.
With you?
Just so he's always ready. He's always ready.
Listen.
What a life.
I feel like it was an incredible life. But, you know, you can do that when you're rich and handsome.
Yeah,
you can just strip all the ladies.
And he was the man, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was. Late 70s, early 80s, Burt Reynolds was the man.
I remember my mom thought he was so hot. Like, Mom, you're creepy. And she's like, he's so hot.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom.
Ladies loved him. He
did.
Was like 40, 42 years old. He and David Cassidy were superstars.
Like, everybody, what do you mean? He was like 40, wait, finish your sentence.
No, he was right in the prime of his life is what I meant.
What are you
he was right in the prime of his
82.
Life to be a sex symbol. Kind of. Then Tom Selleck came along and
took
that
crown. Well,
you seem
to know all the sex symbols, don't you, back then?
Woo. Yeah, I always wanted to be one. So I kind of memorized them.
So you studied them?
Yeah. Yeah, I have them in like chronological
order. Here's who they were, Jamie. They were David Cassidy.
David Cassidy.
Then remember Tom Selleck. I don't remember any of these people, but you are a creepy timeline guy.
Yeah, I talk too much. I shouldn't let this information out.
I'm just saying, it was creepy right
you know,
now.
I'm feeling creepy. God, now that you've thrown it back in my face, I feel very creepy.
Like, what? Somebody just... is gonna sue us now.
Plus, Bert got to drive that Trans Am with that big bird on the hood.
That car was hot.
Was that a bad car or what, man?
Sweet car.
The Bandit.
Yeah. Trans Am.
That Trans Am.
I feel like I want to move on, but I can't.
We shouldn't. This is all in memory of Bert.
Honor Bert.
Right.
I feel like we did it. I feel like it's covered. I feel like.
Why are we getting sued?
Oh, because somebody said they just burnt themselves on hot coffee. Because you said he was walking around with no pants.
Oh, it's my fault.
Just saying. They're holding you responsible.
Here, I got an idea for you. Why don't you get a lid?
I'm just. Well, no, I guess it was in their mouth and then they spilled out on their leg or something. I don't know.
Maybe they didn't get a lid.
Anyway, is there any more Bert you want to add?
No, I'm good with Bert.
We also feel like Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds were stepping too.
I think that's obvious.
Yeah. By the way, oh my God, I had such a Dolly Parton moment.
Really?
Oh my God.
What do you mean?
Okay, so you know how I go to Pilates on Wednesdays, right? Well,
yeah.
All right, so it was a full class, and all these girls are so hot, right? And they're all like 20 to 25. I'd say the oldest is 25. And then you got me, okay?
Okay.
Well, these girls have no body fat. Zero body fat.
Yeah, I've seen their pictures.
Yeah, zero body fat. So that means they have no boobs, because boobs are made out of fat.
Okay.
So, I mean, they have boobs, but I mean, they don't have like stupid boobs.
Yeah.
And they don't have fake boobs. They're all fit boobs. They have fit boobs. You know what fit boobs look like, right?
Well.
If anybody's an athlete, you know what fit boobs are. So they all have fit boobs. And there I am, freaking fat Dolly Parton. I don't know what happened. I wore this tank top. Listen, it's a true story. Because I was cracking up. I wore this tank top, and I guess it got stretched out in the laundry or the washer or something. BJ, we're leaning over like this.
Yeah.
And we're doing these kicks up, you know, these mule kicks. Everybody's got fit boobs. And there's fat Dolly just...
Floppy McFlopperson. Doing her yoga.
I have these gargantuan love sacks in the middle of Pilates.
Yeah. Right.
I look like Fat Dolly at Pilates.
But if you ever slip off your hands and hit the ground, you got some cushion.
Well, that's true.
You know what? You're not
going to
wreck your face
but
or anything.
I just started laughing, and I know nobody knew why I was laughing, but we're all doing these mule kicks on all fours.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at my boobs, like, falling over, and all of them have these, you know, they have their right yoga gear, just hold them all together, all tight boobs. And here's Jamie from Walmart.
With her stretch
out top that can't hold them in.
Oh, boy.
It was sad.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I need to go to Jazzercise. Isn't that for, like, fat old ladies?
Jazzercise?
Yeah.
Well, I've never looked into it. I don't know.
I think that's more of, like, that way I'll fit in.
I wonder if that offended anybody. I don't know why that just hit me. It did, though.
What?
I mean, I just wondered. If that offended anyone.
Yeah. Probably not.
The people that go to Jazzercise, right. That's all.
And who tells that anymore? I mean, the 80s called want their Jazzercise back.
Yeah, that's gone.
I don't even think it's around anymore. Okay, anyway, what else did I want to tell you? Stand by, I got stuff. Let's see here. Jim Carrey, he wants to reboot In Living Color. Is he nuts?
He is nuts.
Yeah, he is nuts.
You ever follow his stuff, his postings and stuff? He's an idiot. He's become
crazy.
A very weird dude.
Yes.
I mean, he was always weird. I mean, look at those pet detectives and all those.
Fire Marshal Bill.
What was it? Cable Man or whatever it was. Cable Guy.
John.
He's always been weird, but now it's become like in his personal life, he's weird.
Will you, Sean, somebody told me, I forgot about this, Sit and Be Fit. That's what I need to do.
Oh, sit.
Will you look up the audio for that? Remember Sit and Be Fit?
Yeah.
You just sit there, and you're fit. Yes! That's
kind of what I'm doing now.
I know! Okay, so let me finish up Jim Carrey, and then I want to tell you my new exercise regimen. Okay. Thank you, Tex Naido, by the way. Tex Naido. What were we saying?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, right. He wants to bring that back. He's crazy. I think after everybody said he had herpes, he went crazy.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Or maybe the herpes drove him crazy.
Oh, it can go to your brain.
Well, I would be a part of it as a guest. I would certainly do it if they rebooted the thing. If it was the same people involved and everything, I'd love it. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Got nothing else to do.
I would like if everybody was back on Living Color but him.
Yeah. I don't remember that show.
What? What?
I didn't really
watch it. The Fly Girls?
Yeah, I didn't watch it that much.
What?
I don't know. I missed it.
That was J-Lo.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it
was.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
She was a fly girl.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
What the hell were you doing?
I don't remember. Was it a late night? Like on a weekend or something? Right before Saturday Night Live or after Saturday Night Live?
I don't know.
Remember that? Or was it Friday night?
I think it was Friday night.
I just remember sitting in my parents' shag carpet.
Yeah.
With a little food tray watching it.
I don't remember.
All right, so listen. This is my new thing. Okay, ready? Here we go. And shot.
Step, kick, and step.
Just put that foot
now
up.
Now roll the shoulders.
Ooh. Oh, we just sit
one
here.
One shoulder
do
at a time.
Me.
Take your time. Get ready to kick the other leg.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Kick and step. Kick.
We're not stepping. We're sitting.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to kick and step on the first lesson.
Ready to roll those shoulders.
Roll your shoulder.
All the way back.
Okay. Yeah.
She's sexy.
Yeah.
Get ready for a spine stretch here.
Reach up. Reach up.
Down. Now
down.
Give a good stretch.
Stretching.
Rotate the palms forward and back.
See, we can both do this.
Good.
Reach up. Reach down.
We should do these during commercials.
And rotate the palms forward.
Or better yet, let's just do it as our show. Just sit here and do this.
Back. Yeah.
Go ahead. Do it in your car, too.
Okay, ready? And go.
Bring it back again and squeeze. Now bring it waist level. Very gently squeeze.
Ooh, she's pushing her boobies out.
Yes.
Oh, she's like,
I have to do
that rib lift again. Take a nice deep breath. Let's start with the hands right back here.
What do you think
right
those leg warmers do for her ankles?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, that is hot. That's our cup of tea, right?
Oh, by the way, here's a quick text for you. F-U, Jamie, I'm a jazzercizer, and I'm not old, and I'm not fat.
F-U. Fantastic of you, Jamie.
Yeah,
fantastic. Is that what the F means?
Yeah, I think so.
Fantastic you, Jamie.
Funny you.
That's you're so funny. You.
Funny you, Jamie. Funny you.
So what, now all the jazzercizer people are mad at me?
I'm with you. I didn't know jazzercise was still around.
Me either.
But I guess it is.
So, oh my God, they're outside with signs. They're protesting.
Already?
Oh my God, the jazzercise people, it's anarchy. Yeah. They're outside, John. They're protesting.
Oh, they hate you, Jamie.
No, not the jazzercisers.
They're all dressed like Richard Simmons.
It's so sad.
Get out of here. That's pretty crazy.
Oh, no. All right, there you go. Tell me, Trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.